Live from the Jukebox Junction Cafe here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show, along with head coach Brett Chappell. It's Chad Upton along with Frank Bird. Black Bears a big winner last night over a rival in Brevard, 59-0. That game was dominated by Pisgah throughout the evening. I thought both the offense and the defenses did everything that really they would want to do. I can't imagine that we were able to do any more than what we did last night. I thought we were very effective running the football with a number of backs, including Vadre Crouch, Lucas Hall, our receivers catching the football. I thought McKinley Brown had another terrific night throwing it last night, and defensively.
And we do apologize. We've had some technical difficulty. We've lost one of our computers here with a power blip. We're working on it. We'll have the Brett Chappell Show back on shortly.
With the Brett Chappell Show. We apologize for those errors. We had a power problem, it seems, in the studio, which caused us to lose connection, but we should be back up again. Let me go back to those couple of questions again, and I hate to ask you to rephrase those again, but we just talked about going into this week and sort of the attitude that that you had in terms of the kids, and you really challenged those seniors. You got 18 seniors. It was senior night last night, and I can't imagine, I said this all week, I can't believe that there's a game that was any more important this time than we've had all season long. So, you know, that was something that I know that you guys had to capitalize on, and they did last night. So whatever was said certainly worked last night in terms of the outcome.
Well, like I said, I felt like we refocused. You know, that was the big thing on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And, you know, we talked about, you know, the seniors, how will you be remembered, and, you know, wanted to make sure that we sent those seniors off on a good note. You know, one of the other rallying cries that we were looking at is finishing.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about that a little bit last week. We had to get back and learn how to finish, and I think we did a really good job with that last night. I think every turnover they had, we got points off of. Just felt like our kids, you know, were determined to make sure we finished drive, got scores. And the JV game on Thursday night was the same way. You know, we did the same thing on Thursday night, and it was just a really good week of practice. You know, you almost wish, can we go back and kind of copy that and have it every week? But, you know, we had gotten in a lull a little bit after the Tuscola game, and kind of got in the same routine, and you could tell the kids were dragging them a little bit. So, you know, as you look back on it, you know, maybe the Smoky Mountain game was a good thing. Maybe it was something that woke us up and got us able to change some things and go through it and get the best out of our team. And I thought we saw a really good Pisgah team last night on the field.
Was there anything, you talk about changing some things, was there anything in terms of the technical that we went out there and tried to do differently?
No, I think we just addressed some of the smaller things that, you know, we had not stressed as much. You know, I think some of the things that really stood out last night, I thought we blocked really well on the perimeter, something I thought we struggled with in the Smoky Mountain game. I thought, you know, we were really good, like I said earlier, on finishing drives, especially when we got down there in the red zone or on their side of the 50. You know, we were putting points on the board. Defensively, you saw the energy again.
Absolutely.
You know, that was a big thing, and I didn't think we had that last week. So just overall, I just thought the kids brought their A game last night, and I think that showed.
How proud are you of your coaches? I mean, I'm watching those guys down there last night, and the intensity and excitement. You know, Jacob Hanna, you know, is just an excitable kid as you would see anywhere on any football team. But you got to be really proud of your coaches in terms of what they're doing right now, too.
You know, I do, and I actually brought my sheet and stuff with me this morning because I wanted to take some time. You always want to talk good about your kids, but I wanted to talk about our coaches just a little bit. Spend a little time with that, and I want to start on the defensive side with Coach Brindley. Ricky has done an outstanding job. You know, he and I sat down in the off season and tried to figure out what was going to be the best type of scheme for what kind of kids we had, and we tweaked it, and he did a really good job throughout the summers. We went through 7-on-7s, getting together what he thought was the best game plan, and you got to understand, these are the same kids, you know, that we've had. This is the same coaching staff pretty much that we've had, and just thought that he has done an outstanding job. You look at Jody Mathis, who's on the defensive line, is solid for us. Has his kids ready to go each week. Brought a young coach with me, TJ Peck from East Henderson. Played for me there, been coaching for 4 years. This is a young man that is going to be a great, great coach. Just think very highly of him. Kid that's at Western Carolina going to school, plus coaching. I got another kid that played for me at East, Austin Haynes, is with us. It's also going to school at Western and coaching with us. You look at you look at Clint McElrath.
Yeah.
And I don't think people understand this. Clint's having to run two practices right now. You know, he's helping run the basketball practices as well as Coach Crook's dealing with some health issues. So he's running two practices plus out there, you know, trying to do stuff with us. And that's he's doing a really good job for us. You know, and you flip onto the offensive side and you look at the things going on there and you look at what McKinley's been able to do and you look at Coach Rodomer. And I tell you, the biggest thing that Ben has done for us, Ben thinks outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm one of these traditionalist type of guys and I'm always thinking in the box and looking for mismatches. And he's allowing us to do some different things. And it's making McKinley a better player. You know, it's giving a little bit more responsibility for him and just doing a really good job with it. Coach Hannah, like you mentioned, the energy that he brings to it, doing a really good job with the receivers. Got some great kids out there making some great plays, but, you know, he's pretty sharp with it. And then you're looking at Will Warren, who's also back in the backfield doing our running backs. And, you know, Coach Warren's doing a good job, been solid for us,
right.
Been in this program for a while.
Right.
You got a lot of ties to the place. You know, you look at some of these coaches, they played here. They understand it probably better than anybody else, you know, when we get in that locker room. And we got Coach Ron Cagle, who is, you know, a volunteer for us. Solid. He gives me somebody that I can talk to on the sideline and, you know, we can look at things differently and look at the penalties and he looks at some things outside of the play and really helps me out with that. So just a solid coaching staff, you know, and I want to take time just to brag on those guys a little bit this morning because, very proud of them. You know, I told you earlier in the year, one of the things that I saw was how young we were as a coaching staff. We got back to, doing what we do really well last night, and that is being excited, having that energy on the sidelines, and I just think our kids feed off that.
That group of guys is a family, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You look at that, very rarely will you come to one of our practices and not see some of our kids down there.
Yeah.
You know, and our football players see that, you know. They're as attached to our kids as anybody else. You know, Bryson comes out there with me, you know, after the games and then wants to break it down and is right in the middle of it. You know, and that's good to see. Our kids understand that we care about them. And when you got that, the kids will play hard for you.
Back with more in a moment. This is Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Shop 10,000 square feet of hardware and homeware 7 days a week. You'll find most anything you need, all quality, like Valspar paints, Husqvarna chainsaws, electric infrared heaters, tools and toys for good old boys. They make keys. And while you're at the counter, pick up a book from the historical collection of Waynesville, Lake Junaluska, Canton, Haywood County, or the Blue Ridge Parkway. Variety, I'll say so. Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. Doing layaway, too.
Carolina Pawn and Gun. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Carolina Pawn and Gun. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bear.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Back live again with the Brett Chappell Show. Again, we'll apologize. We had a power failure at the studio just about 10 minutes ago or so now. Frank had to go back and reboot everything in terms of the systems to be able to put us back online, but did a good job there, and we fixed things a little bit on our end to get us back on the show. So I'm certainly glad we were able to take care of business that way. I want to go, and I want to talk a bit about some of these things that we need, I guess, start thinking about in terms of playoffs. And I'll give some scores first that from around the region that and going down to the east a little bit, some teams that might affect the Central Cabarrus, a winner over Northwest Cabarrus, 42-7 last night. Carson, the team that's being thrown around as a first-round opponent for us, a winner over Cox Mill last night, 49-21. Freedom, a winner over Patton, 48-14. High Brighton by two over Hickory, 35-33. Maiden, 42-14 over Lincolnton. It was Crest, 31-14 over Shelby. We won't see either team that I believe, but I thought that was an interesting score. East Rowan over South Rowan, 61-21. It was Cuthbertson, 28. Piedmont, 21. Again, Piedmont, we may see. Anson, 14. Sun Valley, nothing. Forest View, 65-8 over East Gaston. Burns, 44-20 over RS Central. Scotland was 49-14 over Richmond County. North Gaston, 49-10 over Lake Norman Charter. And it was Hunter Huss upsetting Forest View, 24-20. Coach, when you hear some of those scores, do you hear anything in there? And I know you've been thinking about this and looking ahead. Is there anything in there that's surprising you right now?
No, you know, I've it's funny, since the Smoky Mountain loss, I've kind of sworn off the media a little bit and have stayed out of the newspapers and all of that stuff. Just because, of, you know, coaches take losses differently, and I guess that's just one way for me to deal with it.
Sure.
But my other coaches have kept up with it. They know more about it probably than what I do. I'm just going to sit back and kind of see where the pieces fall this afternoon when those pods, or not pods, but when the brackets come out. You know, you mentioned Piedmont in there. It's funny, my wife's mom and dad are sitting in here. My wife, Lori, went to Piedmont.
Okay, all right.
A school that is very similar to Pisgah. Actually, our wrestling team went down there this past past spring and wrestled down there in a tournament in state playoffs. So a little bit of familiarity with them. You know, one thing that I don't think people mention, and I've not talked a whole lot about it, kind of kept quiet. 3 years ago, down there on that field, I got my 50th win. When I was with East Henderson, mm-hmm. last night was number 75.
Congratulations.
So it was, you know, being a little bit on the selfish side, I told our kids last night, I said, I'd like to have 75 on this field. I said, it would mean something to me. And, you know, 75 wins is not easy to come by,
no,
you know,
not.
Through the years. I've certainly been blessed with some outstanding talent and good coaches. But one person that also gets failed to get realized or mentioned sometimes is my wife.
Yeah.
You know, Lori, the things that she has sacrificed, you know, to allow me to do the things that I do, you know, it's unbelievable. You know, and can't thank her enough. Such a great wife and, you know, great mom to our kids. Such a big part of this community already.
And that's what I was going to say. That's the thing. I mean, it's not like that she's absent. I mean, she sits six rows in front of us every Friday night. And that's a big deal when she's there to support you, because you're right. That is, she might have the toughest job in camp.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, she's very much seen, you know, with our kids, our cheerleaders. They all know who she is.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's always had that personality. She's, like you would say, team mom.
Yeah.
And she just does such a good job with it. And, you know, like I said, to be with me through 75 wins and, of course, losses that are in there too, you know, I just, sometimes you fail to realize it and kind of get shuffled in the back. But, certainly want to tell her how much I love her this morning, and you know, just appreciate what she's done to allow me to do this.
Absolutely. Coach, when we think about yesterday evening, not only did we need, I'm going to go back to that, not only did we need to make sure that we got that win, but we needed Franklin to win last night as well. Franklin beat Tuscola. Tuscola sounds like lost their quarterback right there. I mean, you hate anyone, you know, having injury, but, you know, you needed a little bit of help last night. But I always thought that was the most likely scenario all week long anyway. Felt like that we were probably better than Brevard. Hadn't seen him, obviously, yet. And then you talk about on the other end that Franklin, you know how good that they were. Tuscola was going to do everything that they could do last night to get that win, but we needed things to fall in place the way they did. And now, again, going back to this idea of playoffs, I think that there's a very real possibility, and we don't know for sure. Those brackets will be released in the middle of the afternoon, we hope, maybe in the evening. But there's a real strong possibility in my mind that you can have two playoff games at home. And after last week, we were devastated. We weren't sure that we could get one. Now we're getting back to where we were again. That's got to be a good feeling. But I guess my question going into the week now is this. The first things first, you've got to prepare and plan. And it changes things right now because you don't know what your opponent is. So when you leave here and you start having those conversations on Saturday morning, what's different about today that you don't have to deal with during the regular season on Saturday?
I'll tell you, the biggest thing is, because our staff always meets on Saturday mornings, we can't really meet and prepare for a team.
Right.
So this morning, once I leave here, I'll go back and finish and do some laundry and stuff this morning. We won't see the brackets come out until this afternoon. We're planning on meeting as coaches on Sundays, which changes the routine a little bit. Monday's Veterans Day,
since
kids are off. You know, we're going to come in at 4 o'clock and do film on Monday, and we're going to change things up on Monday. We're going to turn the lights on. We're going to practice at 6 o'clock, you know, invite anybody in the community who wants to come down and watch these kids, you know, prepare this week. Just thought we would change some things up. It's a neat experience to be in the playoffs.
On Monday night?
On Monday night.
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of people are generally working during that time when we're usually practicing, so we've backed it up a little bit.
Okay, cool.
So give people a chance to come out and see us. I got some JVs that are moving up with us, you know, for the playoffs. So, you know, there'll be some different things going on. I feel like we'll probably have the same type practice, hopefully, that we had this past week and stay focused. And, you know, maybe the, you know, as we look at it, you know, you're talking about the Smoky Mountain game and you're not even sure how many home playoff games, if any, we would get.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like that loss may have cost us one seed.
And
it
might, I was going to ask that.
Might have went from a 3 seed to a 4 seed.
Yeah.
So don't think that it killed us. Obviously, we'd have liked to have been higher, but, you know, for the most part, feel good about where we're at right now.
Back with more in a moment. It's Brett Chappell, Show on WPTL.
Healthcare reform is coming, and with it, uncertainty, because it will be different for everyone. But don't worry. Together, Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina and Floyd and Susan Rogers can show you how the new rules and regulations of the Affordable Care Act, ACA, will affect you. With the exclusive online Blue Map tool, Floyd and Susan Rogers can provide answers you need to move forward in 2014. Call Haywood Insurance Services or stop in at 977 North Main in Waynesville.
Athletics were a big part of my life. About any sport, you name it, I played it. Too many years of wear and tear eventually caught up to me. I knew I had to see somebody to take care of the problem. Southeastern Sports Medicine was a no-brainer for me.
Southeastern Sports Medicine, providing full-service orthopedic care at 5 convenient locations and weekday walk-in injury clinics. Visit sesportsmed.com or click the banner to learn more.
Back live, Brett Chappell Show this morning, along with Frank Bird and Chad Upton. Again, last night's your seniors. Last time regular season to be out there, 18 of those kids. Boy, what a job that they're doing right now. And the first name that enters my mind is how prolific McKinley has been. The receivers had a great night, but you got a lot of seniors that got to play last night. A lot of seniors that really, really contributed. It's going to be tough to lose them for next year, but got a lot of bragging to do on that group right now.
You know, you're just looking at it and you almost laugh about it. I heard Dale Earnhardt make this comment one time after the win. They were asking about his car and it was beaten, banged up pretty good. And, you know, he made the comment. He said, I think I got all the good out of it. So that's kind of what we're looking at. We're trying to make sure we get all the good out of these seniors.
Yeah.
And they're certainly doing a good job for us and proud of the way they're playing.
The other contributing factors, and you go back and look down through the line of the juniors and the sophomores, and you mentioned about bringing some sophomores up. What are those numbers going to look like, and how might that impact things for you? The first name that enters my mind is David Mackey.
Yeah.
Who you know, had a great season this year JV-wise, and now is contributing at the varsity level. Some of those JVs could really contribute as we go down the road, too, and tremendous experience. I can't think of any better experience going forward for those kids as they move up to the varsity full-time next year than being a part of a playoff run this year.
Well, a couple of the names that have filled in important times for us this season, obviously David Mackey, who we went ahead and moved up full-time this past week, kind of robbed our JVs a little bit, but something we needed on the varsity this week. Ben Wright's another one that has contributed quite a bit. And we've had some that have mingled in on the special teams. Christian Jones was in on some special team stuff last night. So, you know, there's some players that are going to come up and not only just be, you know, good players for us in the week during practice for scout teams. You know, it makes us better there. We got some kids that are going to contribute on some special teams. You know, we got some kids that are going to push some older kids to make sure we're the best that we can be at the special teams. And that's what you've got to have right now. You got to be the best you can be to advance each week. And hopefully we'll get the right personnel in there for the right time and things will go our way.
One of the things that I do, I watch a lot of hockey in the wintertime, and one of the things that you hear a lot of coaches say in hockey is that what they're trying to do is get their teams to play with desperation. Your football team played desperate last night. I mean, they absolutely got it. And when you go back and you look at the stats, it really is very clear. I think Brevard had just over 100 yards of total offense, maybe 110, I believe, is what I remember. We had 526 yards of offense, 389 in the air, running the football with 137. And that's after, you know, we ran the clock in the second half and changed things, obviously, in terms of how much time you have to do things and kind of, you know, shut it down a little bit and got some other kids some action. But another player that I wanted to mention, we've talked about how special he has been for us defensively, is Vondre Crouch. I think he, again, can be very dynamic for us offensively, too, as we head through the season. I mean, he had a run there that he shouldn't have done anything with and showed not only his speed, but also his elusiveness. And he's not afraid to lower his head and make a hit. Another senior impact player for us that we didn't have last year. So we're fortunate he's back.
He, you know, Vadre just adds another dimension, you know, to his game. You know, obviously I know Vadre's, you know, been somebody who's been targeted a little bit on penalties earlier in the year. From where he started to where he is at right now has just been a complete turnaround. The kid has just done an outstanding job understanding what we need from him. Gary Lott, the official that was at the Tuscola game, you know, Vadre got disqualified during that game, and I saw Gary last night at the JV game, and Gary was the white hat at the Tuscola and a white hat for our JV game, and he asked me, he said, how's number 20 doing? And I said, Gary, he's not had a penalty since the Tuscola game. I said, you know, that was kind of a finally a wake-up call for him. And, you know, and that's not just with him. You know, that's with all of our kids. You know, we've just been solid, you know, last night. It was just so good to see that defense coming back alive. Trevor had big play after big play again last night.
Yeah, the first few series, they weren't even in the positive yardage.
Yes, I had some huge hits last night. The front line got the pressure, you know, like we talked about we had to have. Linebackers played, you know, well last night. Jesse Anderson had another interception last night. And then you look on the offensive side and, you know, you start with McKinley and 8 touchdown passes. I mean, a quarterback at Pisgah throwing 8 touchdown passes. I mean, that's just, that tells you how good they're blocking up front and tells you how good we are at the receiving core. You know, Trevor had 2 touchdown catches. Jesse had 3. Hunter Wyke had 2. Lucas Hall had 1. You know, there's a lot of kids touching the ball for us and it being positive.
And Hunter and Jesse Anderson both on the cusp of 1,000 yards as receivers. You've got 4 kids that make plays in the receiving core. 2 of them are going to have over 1,000 yards, in my estimation, by the time we're finished with this playoff run.
It's just been it's been neat to sit back and watch. You know, McKinley and I talked in the summer as we were going through 7-on-7s, and, you know, I told him, and I know I've mentioned this before, you know, I've been fortunate enough to have some really good quarterbacks when I was at East, and Seth Owen we had last year might have been the best one I had there. But I told McKinley, I said, McKinley, the one thing that Seth didn't have, he didn't have 4 receivers all the way across. He had 2. You know, we had Tyler Sexton and Stephon Hill. McKinley's got 4 kids that can go get it and get in the end zone. Yeah. And you saw that last night. And, you know, his job is to distribute the ball, get it to each one of them and get them their touches and let them run with the ball. And Lucas Halls might have been the best touchdown of all on a nice little screen pass.
Yeah.
And
got
all the way back across the field.
Absolutely.
You know, and that was good to see from him. He's playing well for us on both sides of the ball.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chapel Show on WPTL.
Plus, linen and uniform service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill's gone and done it again. What are they up to now? A big spread of all types of items in what they call Dollar Central, like a cook's chef knife, salad tongs with a grip, a tire gauge, a 5-pack of Easy Pack food containers, Bow Wow Pals, dog treats and toys, all kinds of stuff but no junk. True values at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill.
Just a couple more minutes here in the show this morning. Again, we'll be on the air next week at 6:30 from the stadium. We'll have those brackets for you just as soon as we can. One of the things that we saw last night that I thought was really interesting, I hadn't seen it really before, VAR came out on the field. You know, they'd done their warm-ups and whatever. They were running their, you know, scullies or whatever they do before getting ready for the game. And their players lined up across the power P on midfield from both sides. And our response, I thought, was pretty important, too, and I think might have set the tone for the rest of the game.
I think it set the tone for the rest of the game, just exactly like you, what you said. It wasn't like we needed a lot more incentive for what we were already preparing for. But, you know, generally when we go to place, well, not generally, every time we go to somebody's, you know, else's field, our kids never get past our side of the 45.
Right.
You know, just kind of out of respect, we don't do that. That's, you know, that's the opposing team's field. And, you know, Brevard felt it necessary to line up on our 50, on our P. Our kids were not very happy about it. We made sure to remind them of that when we come out of those locker room right there before that game. And I think you saw a team that was very angry as they came out, and they played that way. You know, sometimes you want to look at it and say, be careful who you pick a fight with. And those kids of ours last night were playing for a lot of things, but that just added a little bit more fuel to the fire.
In your head coaching career, have you ever seen a half like we saw in the first half where everything on both sides of the football was exactly like you drew them up?
You know, one other time, last year at East, we were playing North Henderson, and it was one of those same type deals, and it was 64-0 at halftime of that game last year, and it was turnovers. We were turning into points and scoring quick, and that one last night could have easily been a 60-something point game at halftime. So it was very similar in that aspect.
There were a lot of fumbles. They put the ball in the turf a lot. Now, I would tell you, in terms of fumbles, fumbles don't just happen because backs are dropping the football with no one around them. You force those, and we force some turnovers, and that can play big later on, too.
Cheryl Rathbone had a big one last night.
Yeah.
He caught one of the running backs
from behind.
Yeah, caught one of the running backs from behind in the backfield, and you know, I think it was Ben Johnson dove on it and got it for us. And, you know, that was a thing. It was nice to see. Once we got those turnovers, we were turning around and putting them into points. And, you know, that talks about how good your team is and how focused they were. You know, overall, as you look at the game, and we can brag a lot about the season now that the regular season's over with, our seniors have done a really good job stepping up and being leaders of this team. And I think last week at the Smoky Mountain game, you know, we lost some respect.
Right.
And there were some question marks there. And I think that that our seniors stepped up and answered the bell.
Absolutely. I think that was a big answer, and I think that's what everybody needed. And now we'll look forward to seeing what happens today. Again, sometime this afternoon, probably midday, later on in the evening, the North Carolina High School Athletic Association will release the playoff brackets. Again, we'll be in the 3A division. We believe that a 4 seed is probably the most likely thing that's out there right now, but we'll see how that all plays out. Regardless, those will be released. You can find that if you'll go to the North Carolina High School Athletic Association's website, or you can go to the Mountaineer. Chuck will have those up just as quickly as he can, too, and, of course, feature those in the print edition of the Mountaineer on Monday. Remember, 6 o'clock on Monday throughout the week, Coach, practice?
Yes, sir. Well, we're going to go Monday at 6, and then we'll get back on the school schedule and practice shortly after school. But we wanted to change it up on Monday. Again, something a little bit different.
And you want the fans to be there if they can.
You know, trying to get the community out, come and watch practice and see how these guys are getting ready. And, you know, want to make sure these kids have worked extremely hard on trying to get a home playoff game.
Right.
I want to encourage all of our people to come out and support these kids as we play next Friday night. You know, a lot on the line for us trying to advance and move on. Haven't lost between the concrete.
No, you haven't.
You know, and that's a special thing, and something that we'll continue to echo this week throughout practice.
So once again, practice 6 o'clock on Monday evening at the stadium. Fans are welcome to come down for that. We'll be on the air at 6:30 with the Black Bear Cafe preview. 7:30 will be our kick against an opponent to be determined here sometime today. And we'll be right back here at 8 o'clock next Saturday morning for the Brett Chappell Show. For head coach Brett Chappell, Frank Bird in our studio. Flea Market's next. So long, everybody.